USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says he is unconcerned about criticism of his tweets. He tells reporters at a White House event celebrating products made here in the States that many people agree with me. The president tweeting over the weekend about the squad of four freshman progressive congresswomen, including AOC. He says if they don't like it here, they can leave.
These are people that hate our country. Hey, John, they hate our country. They hate it, I think, with a passion. Now, it's possible I'm wrong. The voter will decide.
Now, the four progressive lawmakers holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, AOC telling reporters,
no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone. And today, that notion, that very notion, was challenged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave, and you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them.
More now on our top story. President Trump not backing off his tweets, telling the four female progressive freshman lawmakers, if they don't like it here, they can go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came.
Very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
Reaction now from former Vice President and 2020 Democratic hopeful Joe Biden, who's campaigning in Iowa.
No matter what you think of their politics, you talked about going back to the awful countries they were from, Brooklyn, Michigan, you know? But I mean, it's a flat racist attack. He said they should go home. He should go home.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pressure is on for a debt limit deal to be reached. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money.
I can't raise the debt ceiling. It's Congress's job to raise the debt ceiling. What I have said, and you know, given the importance of this, we run multiple scenarios of how we predict the government's cash flow.
Mnuchin on why raising the debt ceiling is such a big deal.
The debt ceiling has to be raised. One of our scenarios triggers a problem the first week of September before they get back. So I have urged Congress to raise it before they leave.
If the debt ceiling is not raised, the government will likely run out of money in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Air Force out with a warning about Area 51 in Nevada. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The warning is pretty simple. Do not try to storm Area 51 in Nevada. The warning's been issued because hundreds of thousands of people have signed up for a Facebook group that's proposed everyone rush that top-secret military base in the desert this September to try to unlock its alien secrets. Joke or not, the Air Force says it's serious when it says don't try it. A spokesman saying the base is an active training range for the Air Force and it will protect America and its assets if it's threatened.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.